tonight because I learned faith from what Ben Fitzgerald was talking about, a praying mother. And one night, I was in my room, and we were in the middle of a situation, about to be evicted. A lot of you know my story, been homeless before, but we were about to be evicted, and I heard my mom crying in the middle of the night, and I wondered what was up, so I got up out of my bed, and I went over to her room, and I thought she was, you know, going through something, was wrong. And so the door was cracked and I pushed it open just to see what was wrong with mom. And the crying that I heard wasn't the kind of crying that I thought it was. She was kneeling next to the bed, thanking God for his faithfulness. Even though she may not see the situation changing, she was declaring, God, you're still good. And I thank you for what we do have. We may not have all that we've been asking for, but we thank you that we have everything that we need because we have you, Jesus. And I declare that Jesus is all that you need tonight.
worship together. Wherever you are, just go ahead and lift your hands this evening. Just lift your hands and make sweet melody from your heart to God. Just lift your hands in worship. Lift your hands in surrenderance. Oh, my Lord, Satana, Rosha. Shakara, Rosa, Teliana. Ema, Kade, Rosa. Oh, we've come to adore you, oh God. We've come to worship you, oh God. We've come to bear ourselves naked to you this evening. Oh, sweet Jesus. Sure, all that matters. Hey. Sure, all that matters. Makasa talian de la la rosa. Hey, makane ara la rosa. See, we bring to you a sacrifice of praise. With the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your name. We bring to you a sacrifice of praise. With the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your name. Sing it one more time. Say, I bring to you. Say, I bring to you a sacrifice of praise. Hey, with the fruit of my lips, giving thanks unto your name. I bring to you a sacrifice of with the fruit of my lips, I give thanks unto your name. And I worship you with all my heart, with all my heart. And I worship you, hey, with all my heart, with all my heart. And I worship you, I worship you, hey, with all my heart. With all my heart, sing, I lift my hand. I lift my hands, Jesus. With all my heart, with everything that I have, everything that I am, oh God, sing, I lift my hands. I lift my hands. With all my heart. Come on, go ahead and lift your hands. Lift your hands. Shed it out ocean. I lift my hands. I lift my hands. With all my heart. Hey. With all my heart. Silence. Come on, go ahead and make melody in your heart this evening. Shining in, na 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 upon them and announce the mighty name. Now, come on, no, 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 with all my heart. With all my heart. Sing, I worship you. Sing, sing, I worship you. With all my heart. With all my heart. Lord, I worship you. With all my heart. With all.
Your name up for
forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. Sama e cantana taba eto shakate, and not tan, not tan, the canon, no shaka, e canane, my an e cata, e catana badosha, canada badosha, jacatanian delegadese, o cotone, diane, patana badosha, jacatan and abadosha, catana, e capane, my ana cata, e coton catana. Itana katonja gedena bayata e katano donja ka manene na nene no shakana tanda ratonja keni pa e kona tanda rata makatane e na 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 no shana na de 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 kane ko shota e katane bonde de kate e kana ne mane na na de mane na na de na 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 no shak. Shana na 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 katanian dele kana manojeke ikotoshaka matene na na ye na na ka ekatapo keni kratoshaka e makune tena brono kontunate ikana na 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 Katana ne ne maye na 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 doja, shatene na doja, jekena maye na ne na doja, shateni ande le kana na doja ta, matala na doja, netani ande maye 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 maye. Shatana pande lekenebo oto Jakrita atapande kono tenene katane Nenena napo natane bronda rakadoshaka Retika tane manoshakane bonde nene boso tanada Netene nanande ena Netene nayane ena Malele nayere loshakabo ukatane dodokete Ikane bayana base kene boshakane nenda Zatene banena lift your voice to Jesus. Shake and oh Jesus, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you. Seseni na 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 konde katalepa, e makane ene ne bonde rete na kasata. Jeno no shakane ne na mana na na nosa, e katane ne na make ko shakane ne kata. E kana na 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 Shekonde manenenda manenenda. Let your worship rise. Let your worship rise. Oh, kana na bayena badoja.
All right, just let's keep talking in tongues. Kora batara doso fenango bon fereke doso fediko te kodoso fenundo e la gabaro bosu sofie fereke don foro kodoso kura bata. Just talking tongues, talking tongues. Koma nakata frenon prodogo dusa fateka, 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 fatanta kadoso mende bosho vrodo godo fenine borogo duso. I kaba pa pala kaboro boshoro koduso. Manono no modogo boro boturo gedege boro boshusha vieva dege don dovoro godoso. Yes, 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 stir yourselves up, stir your sima rada gada, sima hana makara basege bokoro bosuta haha. Meno no mokoro boshude vieva dege boro botoshe bisha. We make progress together. We rise higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. Like that edifice, we rise. You are rising. We are rising. You are rising. We all are rising. Talking tongues. Even if you can't talk loudly where you are right now, just talk. Talk with yourself. Bible says in 1 John 14, you can speak with yourself and to God. I mean, if you're all alone or where you are, it's fine. Just express in Nanando. Ela pahada hataha tahadogo botokoto. Nesuso fie kodoko don frodoko do fina no modoko dusa. Nende gombaga balaka doso vedeke dosu. Mandala ka boro bosheti ka boto boshi geverebe. Non delele bosu geverege boro boshiga banda kare bosu tepe. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This month of June, we're praying in tongues a lot. We're praying in tongues a lot. I want to believe you've been doing that. I want to believe that the times you get stirred are not just these times, you know, Wednesday service and also Sunday service. You know, some of you are watching, some are listening on speaker. Maximize the month. We've said that we know that every month, yes, is for prayer. Every day you ought to pray. But there are times where there's an emphasis, and our emphasis is prayer. And the reason is so that you, and I, all of us, would take our prayer lives up a notch, or maybe several notches up, all right, steps, you know, rungs up the ladder. All right, we go further, deeper into the things of the Spirit. There's so much available when we spend time praying in tongues. And we've read Jude 20 different versions of the Bible. We've read, all right, James 5:16b, all right, also. We've read, and the Bible says, the prayer of a righteous man, I mean, avails much. And you recall the things the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man will do. We said, you know, you build up yourself on your most holy faith. You rise. Ha, you rise. You rise like an edifice, higher and higher. You're unstoppable. All right, you're unstoppable. The things happening to us, like Paul said, our light affliction is just for a moment. So don't allow yourselves, and sometimes we do, you know, we lose sight of the greater one within us, and then we allow what we're facing to weigh us, you know, down. But fight back. Fight back, not in your strength, but fight back with the ability of the greater one that is on your inside. Are you getting that? So Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 17. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says clearly, pray without ceasing. Right, pray without season. So Bible says pray without season. That means you and I are expected to be in an attitude of prayer. All right, attitude of prayer. So while we might teach, and I want you to hear what I'm saying, So while we might teach the structure of prayer, we also need to teach the flow of prayer. Please get this. There's a structure of prayer, and that is this. I pray 30 minutes in the morning. I have set times I pray. There's a structure of prayer. All right. So that regimented life. All right. But yet again, there's the flow of prayer. You know, just because you're in a relationship, you want to always talk to the person you're in love with. All right. So by flow, I don't just mean when the Spirit moves me, which happens, you know, especially in case of intercessions and all. You know, there could be promptings, you know, in your spirit. Pray now, pray now. And then you might not know what it is for. Someone could be in danger, someone you know, someone you don't know. A decision might be about to be made where you are concerned. And the Holy Ghost asking you, pray, pray. Someone is maybe thinking about doing you good and he's just about to change his mind. The Holy Ghost will say, pray. It could be anything. All right, it could be anything. But it's best when you get those nudgings and promptings, just pray. All right, just pray. You know, so there's the structure of prayer and then there's a flow. So some now stay a lot with the structure. They don't have a flow. Whether I've given God what I plan to give him today. I said I was going to pray 1 hour, prayed my 1 hour. That's the end till tomorrow. So they now have taken structure to the extreme. Some now also are very abusive when it comes to the flow. So, you know, I really don't pray in the mornings. I just pray, you know, I just flow as my day goes on and I pray a lot. And sometimes some of those people don't even pray at all because they are just flowing through the day. It's not morning. It's not afternoon. Right, it's not night, it's somewhere during the day I get to pray. And so there are extremes on both sides. I feel an effective prayer life is a mix of both. Structure has a major advantage in that it helps you build, you know, discipline. I am praying 6 a.m. in the morning. I pray 6:45 to 7:15. It's 30 minutes, yes, but you're fixed. You're disciplined. No matter how your day is, no matter how your night is, you want to stick to it, no matter how late you slept, or it builds discipline. All right. And one thing Paul taught us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 is that every person that wants to be a successful athlete winning the prize must have a lot of self-discipline. So there's a place for discipline. All right. Now, like I said, it has to be a mix. There are extremes on both sides. But because it's discipline, the same way you could have a spouse or a loved one and say, oh, I'll call you by 3, I have break, or I could talk for 30 minutes during my break time. Yes, you do talk for 30 minutes, but you want some more. All right? You want some more. So you could, you know, drop a file at the office and quickly send a text, I miss you. All right? Or, you know, your drive time back home, or you get back home and then you get, you know, how that, you know, back those days of extra cool and then midnight calls and everything, how that a lot of us would spend those nights talking to loved ones, you know, and everything. So that's not regimented anymore. That's not, I have 1 hour. I have 45 minutes. I have 25. That's that every free moment you want to spend time talking to someone you love. So what we have with God is a love relationship. It's a father-child relationship. It's a family bond. So it's not, please hear me well, it is not effectively sustained by the regiment. The regiment is good. And yes, and that's, you know, because of the fault, the regiment or the extremes he might have had or he might have, right? That's why the flow people might say, well, I'm not regimented, I just flow. But even if you flow, how disciplined are you with the flow? All right. Do you go to bed at night and say, I've looked at my day. This is the time I will create to pray. Do you wake up in the morning before you rush into the day, say, this is the time I'm going to pray, and you endeavor to stick to it. So the day is over. It's not, wow, the way my day went was just so fast, I forgot to pray. All right. So the regimented person would now do better in that area, all right, than the flow person. But then what the flow person who really is flowing, and flow, like I said, is not just I'm moving. No, it's I just want to talk to him. All right. I'm dropping a file. I'm praying in tongues on the way to dropping the file. I'm coming back to my desk. I'm praying in tongues. I mean, I'm trying to find a figure while I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to remember, you know, the 5 things, you know, the company, you know, had said we needed to sort out this week and all. And then I'm like, Lord, what was that? Where was? And then I'm relating. I'm like, I went to work with him, right? And if you're a student, like you went into school with him, all right? You set out into your day, not you said, good morning, Jesus. You did your devotion. And then he said goodbye, left him at home. And like, God, I'll see you when I come back. No, like, you know that he's ever with you because he's ever with you. This, because, but listen, pray without ceasing. So how do I pray without ceasing? All I do is my 25 minute or 45 minute devotion in the morning. And then the rest of my day is me and my brain. Right? Me and my mind. No. pray without ceasing, all right, means you and I have got to build that life, that consistent fellowship with Him without ceasing. Okay? And then prayer. Please get this. So I'm addressing things, so I'm sure you got that. We've talked about what? Regiment and flow. I hope that's clear. I could say a lot about it, but I hope it's clear. We might still touch it, but I hope it's clear. All right. So secondly is in praying, you need to understand that prayer is a two-way communication. You say something, somebody says something. That makes it a two-way communication. All right. So a phone conversation ideally is a two-way communication, except someone just calls you to drop a message and goes off. But it is a two-way communication. But when you are dealing with the radio and the TV set, all right, they just talk to us and then we're there. They don't get anything except they have all these phone-in programs where they get to get some feedback, all right? Now, prayer is two-way. God talks to you, you talk to God. God talks to you, you talk to God. So if I am to pray without ceasing, it means I should build an environment of prayer and an attitude and an atmosphere. I should be in a prayer attitude and atmosphere all the time. I'm either saying something or I'm hearing something. All because I'm hearing and I'm not saying doesn't mean I'm not praying. If prayer is a communication, if He's talking to me, I'm still in an attitude of prayer. When I'm singing a worship song, I'm in prayer, all right? Not I'm just singing music. Please get the difference. I could just be singing music. Hey, lift Him up, da na na na, let me lift it higher. I could do music, all right? But I could, oh, thank you, and then I sing a song. And then I'm acknowledging Him. You find that changes your mood. And then you're working and singing, glory to God, glory. And then you're working, glory to God, oh yeah, and then you're working, all right? So you're praying. So you have to understand that I could be listening and praying, but I should build a prayer atmosphere, because if Paul says pray without ceasing, all right, that means I need to talk in tongues like 24 hours of every day. But there were times of it that Paul either was sleeping or it was, you know, on a dusty road somewhere going to preach in another town or city or something, or he was eating, or it was talking to somebody, you know. So obviously he wasn't praying like 24 hours of every day, you know, except you're going on a 24-hour prayer, you hardly will pray 24 hours of every day. So, but it's that your waking moment, all right? You are conscious of Him. So I was saying that when you spend time creating an atmosphere of worship around you, don't forget Ephesians 6:18 says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. 19, speaking to yourselves with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So I could be interacting with the Lord so much in my heart. And my day is going on, and my day is going on, and my day is going on. I'm just doing that, all right? Don't forget also that when I put the word in my heart, all right, I'm also fellowshipping with God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, John chapter 1 from verse 1, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if the word and God are one, then when I spend time with the word, guess what? I'm spending time with God. So just like I could pick a Kenneth Hagin book and I could say, well, I had fellowship with Kenneth Hagin today. How? I picked his book. I read his thoughts. Same way when I pick the words of God, all right? I'm fellowshipping with God. And Bible now says God and His word, they are one. So knowing that Isaiah says He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. So one of the things to do to create a prayer life, all right, and pray, be in that atmosphere, an attitude of prayer throughout the day, is create an atmosphere of praise and worship. Because when you're in praise and worship, you're talking to God. All right. Number two is create an atmosphere of the word. You talk the word to yourself. When you talk the word to yourself, you create a prayer environment. You are in a place of fellowship with the word. And don't forget, there's a living word. All right. Jesus is the word become flesh, but is the word. So when I spend time with that word, I'm spending time with Him. Are you getting this? Because, you know, all our days should not just be filled with, I am praying. There needs to be something about God's word, because you cannot pray effectively or you cannot have an effective prayer life outside of God's word. You cannot. Please understand that Jesus in John 15 says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. You will ask what you will and it will be done. John 15 and the 7th verse of John 15. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you want and it will be done. So you've got to put the word in you. You can't just pray. And that's, you know, but what our main responsibility or focus this month is even to stir you up in prayer. Just believe these things need to be sorted while we drive. But you've got to pray. Be in prayer. Be in an attitude of prayer. All right. You might be in a bus and then You know, you just plug your ears and just make melody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I say, what if I sleep or wake up and continue? Yeah. I believe every time you're on a road trip, it's not time to talk, you know, just not time to talk. All right. The longer the road trip, the more you should want to spend time with him. Like I said, there's a flow, and this flow is not the, you know, is not by use of the word flow. I'm trying to not mean, I don't mean, and I'm trying to let you know, I'm looking for words to express it, but that's just maybe how I call it, just flow. It's not irregular. I don't mean haphazard. And neither am I trying to communicate nonchalance. Please get this. All because you say, oh, I pray, all right? I just flow as my day goes. It's not, I'm not talking about nonchalance that eventually your day is over and you didn't pray 3 minutes. No. So Wigglesworth was asked how long he prays. And he said, I don't pray for more than 30 minutes, but 30 minutes doesn't go, all right, without me praying. So he's saying, I can't count. I can't say X amount of time. I can't say X amount of hours. I can't say X amount of minutes. Why? He says, I don't pray for more than 30 minutes. Well, 30 minutes cannot go without me praying. I read an account where, you know, Wigglesworth came to certain people's houses, and then they said, ever so often, he'll say, let us pray. And then he, you know, with his voice, you know, opens the Bible, reads a verse or two, reads some portions of it, and he says a prayer. And then, I mean, that the meal got cold, all right? Because that's just the man. That's just the man. So you're with him, talks to you for a while, let us pray. All right? Because that's, if you were not with him, that was what he was going to do. And then he's going to pray. He's going to read something in the Bible, and then he'll pray. And after a short while again, wants to read something in the Bible, then wants to pray. So I'll say, what kind of life is that? That kind of life that fulfilled the plans and purposes of God for his own life. All right? That's just it. All right? Generations to come, the man has been gone since how many years? We still talk about him. So, what a life. All right? Just what a life. All right? I mean, I heard Ken Hagin also say, you know, that, you know, there were certain students, Bible school students, that we needed to write their thesis and all. And then some of them would call up his office and ask, you know, somewhere from, you know, the one in particular that comes to mind, he was saying, right, that, you know, students could call from a Roberts University wanting to write their thesis and all. And then he could call his office, I want to ask, you know, we have, you know, questions for Reverend Hagin. I want to know how long he prays. He said, no, he said, I pray all the time. Yes, that when there's a project ahead or something in front of him, he could create time and pray. But I pray all the time. I mean, Hagin was saying he prays all the time. I'm always in prayer. I'm always praying. I remember, you know, Reverend Patsy Caminetti too. She said, you know, I think she stayed at their house a bit, you know, when she was much of a younger lady. She's about 60 now or so. You know, and then she was saying, she was with him in the kitchen. He went into the kitchen to take some soup. And then she wanted to know how much time he spends praying. She said he laughed or giggled and said, I always pray. I always pray. I mean, so you find that the use of the word flow now, all right, I'm not communicating nonchalance. I'm not communicating, you know, you're just haphazard, and then, you know, prayer is less prioritized in your life. That is in no way what I'm talking about. I'm saying you are in a love relationship. You are in a relationship with someone you know has all that you need. Many of us have people we refer to as mentors, and we want to spend time, and we love to talk about and cherish how much time we spent with them. But whoever it is that we still spend those precious moments with can't impact us like God will. I mean, Ken Hagin was proposing to his wife. I mean, part of proposal, if I still remember the story correctly. I mean, he told her how much, you know, he wanted to spend the rest of his life and all that with her. But he said, I love Jesus, and he would always come before you. I mean, some lady might say, you know, that kind of guy will never marry. No, I mean, Aretha said, I love him too, he'll come before you. You know, because he is the greatest of all. He is the one to whom our hearts belong, primarily, utmost. The one to whom, no wonder Paul in 1 Corinthians 7 said, you single people, you have all the time, all right, and all your emotions and everything is you and the Lord. But you, my people, you're going to get some, you know, strain somewhere there, because you now have to please the Lord and then please your spouse. But you single person, you have all the time now to please the Lord. All right? It's just the Lord. But you're married, hey, you have to please both the Lord and your spouse. Paul said you're going to have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. He's just basically saying you're dealing with someone else apart from God. But listen, you and your spouse, when you're married now, he that is joined to the wife or the husband, you become one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. The husband is not the head over the spirit of the wife. No, you're not the head over her spirit. No, God is the Father of all spirits. Jesus is our Lord and her Savior. You are just the head of the home. So men are not heads over women. So it's not, oh, I'm a man, so I'm the head of every woman around me. No, a woman cannot be my boss. How can a woman be my boss? Men are the head. No. No, in fact, it makes worse when you come into Christ, because in Christ there's no male, no female, all right? Sometimes women, you know, to forgive me, it sounds like a hype, all right? You know, God always answers the prayers of women faster, women. Forget about that, all right? Sorry, but forget about it, all right? God answers the prayers of anybody that prays. You have to stay with scripture, not emotions and not tradition. Not say, ah, we, the women, when we pray and heat our breast and we pray from our heart, forget about that. You're getting traditional, all right, and superstitious. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. Did you get that? Right? And this is the confidence that we have. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. There's no male or female in Christ. God will hear the prayer of the man like you hear the prayer of a woman. God will hear the prayer of a woman like you hear the prayer of a child. And like I've always liked to add, God will hear the prayer of the child if the parents are deciding not to pray. It's who prays that God gets the answer. So you need to pray. Don't throw your prayer off on someone else. Don't do that. Because, listen, prayer is not all about needs. It's not all about needs. Please follow the trend. Please follow the things we're dealing with. Prayer is not all about needs. So we've mentioned flow, okay, versus structure. And you need to get where they come into. All right? I would advise for especially a lot of starters, at least have some, my day starts with 15 minutes of this and 10 minutes of that. Or 25 minutes of this. Start like that. Start as best as you can. 5 days a week at least. This is my regimen. Do that. I would advise. 5 days a week. Have a structure. All right? Because many have not disciplined their flow. Or will I talk to God throughout the day? Why am I saying this? I've seen cases where, which we've done before in church. And I say, okay, let's time ourselves and let's speak the word. And I go, now. All right? The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not lack. Someone's already getting tired. The Lord is my shepherd. And then we've not done 30 seconds. So you find that you just say a few, you're like, Pastor, I've been confessing God to us for the last 10 days. But if you don't check the time to see how much you did, you might just have done 10 minutes, maybe 5, maybe 4, throughout the whole day. I'm serious. But when you say to yourself, this is 8:15, in the evening, I'm going to pray, I'm going to talk in tongues, I'm going to meditate on God's word from this 8:15 to 9:15. And then you go, karabam prorogodusa mineke dodobo. That's when you realize that, when you start feeling tired and like, I must have done 25 minutes, and you open your eyes, you realize, it was just 7 minutes and a few seconds. Yeah, that will let you know, so all the times I've been praying, thinking I was doing long hours, I wasn't, because I didn't check the time. So I would advise, please, put some structure into your day 5 days a week. 5 days a week. So that even if your Monday was rough, you slept late on Sunday, you worked into the middle of the night, you woke up, worked. Not necessarily Netflixing, please. You worked. All right. We're talking about spiritual advancement. Reduce a number of natural, it's just this month. Right? Someone say, but I don't know what you're going to tell us next month. Well, you're right. You don't know. But at least this month, you will make progress. You will make a lot of, I beg you, drop most of those natural things. Cut down the time for news. Cut down the time for gist. Cut down the time for social media. Cut a lot. You would see how much chunk of time you've got left and how you can use a lot of it to pray. Minimum, you will realize you've got like 5 hours. Seriously. You have like 5 hours to pray. Seriously. All right? I'm saying on the average, some have like 10, while some can still squeeze out like one or two. Listen. When you even spend like 1 hour to pray before you enter that job thing you want to enter, your brain is better, sharper. All right? You could function a lot better. All right, people are, doing scientific researches and they talk about the impact of tongues on the human brain. And John Lake did that a number of years ago. All right, they connected things, to him. All right, and he sat on this chair. All right, and he read some funny papers, you know, they, I think it's a cartoon section of newspaper of jokes or something. They used to call it funny papers back then. So he said he read some funny papers, you know, the thing just didn't really move. Then he read, you know, Psalm 23 was soothing him. The thing moved a bit. And then he switched and switched. He said by the time he opened his mouth to talk in tongues, the gauge moved to the very end of the meter. Kaya baraba. Sete la balagada. Hey. All right. That was what someone did right now, right? Ha ha. You know, and people over time have checked the impact of tongues on the human body, on the human mind, the impact of speaking in tongues. All right? But let's leave that. We'll enter that. I'm saying this because you need to get this. You've got to seriously understand that you we're allowing ourselves, shortchange ourselves when we don't give enough time to pray in tongues. The things clamoring for our time and attention cannot give us spiritual progress. They can't give us a boost. They can't push us. They can't help us to advance the way we ought to. They cannot. Please create the time. Fight for the time. You will see. Trust me. You will see it. You will see like I didn't know I could pull out 4 hours from this thing. I didn't know. I mean, your binge watching caught it. You realize you didn't know you could get out 3 hours or 6 hours or 8 hours. Just pray every day as best as you can. Pray and get into the word. And pray and get into the word. Please, and pray and get into the word. So me saying flow once again is not you being nonchalant. And I'm begging you now, 5 days a week. So in case you slept late Monday and then you had to wake up and rush out of here, you still have like 2 other days to cover up. It could be a Saturday. It could be a Sunday. All right. But try to do 5 days in a week. Strict. Regimented or a regimented, you want to build discipline. And don't just do morning. Do, I want to do this in the morning. I'd love to do this in the evening time. Fix something. You do a week or two of it. You don't do it well. It's okay. Don't beat yourself in here, but push. You need to discipline yourself. Discipline yourself. And when you catch yourself getting lost on social media, well, I just want to check this. I just want to check that. And you saw that you had traveled far. Cut it. Drop it. Drop it, please. And then tell yourself, okay, for what I did now for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to speak in tongues. Because you could have just spent the next 45 minutes still on social media. So next 10 minutes, I'm going to just do that to yourself. And then go. Koro baraga borobo sida manaka borobo tige degede. Enemo no mo tugo videge borobo tude pideke borobo taragada. And maybe pictures of things you saw. We're still trying to, don't stay there. Talk in tongues. Stay there talking talks. Karabareke borobo turaba. Ele borobo tudeke deke dogo dogo dogo. Shikefedeke dogo 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 dogo. And then you do that. Stay there. And do your 10 minutes. And you feel like, whoo, good. I receive what I, because tongues, you know, moments spent in tongues, guys, they are never, ever wasted. All right. So we're building. Please take note of the points mentioned so far. Another important thing, which I've said somewhat, but I'm entering it further. You cannot give to tongues what belongs to the renewal of the mind. All right. You cannot give to tongues. We cannot give to prayer. What I mean, for instance, you know, so someone says, I'm afraid. All right. So you tell a person, pray. Which really, yes, please pray. So a person prays. But if the person doesn't go to God's word and get like 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 that says God hasn't given a spirit of fear and reads it and keeps saying it to himself or herself, or Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, or Psalm 91, and you don't go to God's word and keep renewing, reprogramming your mind, you will pray. And then when the fear comes, you don't have what to answer it with. If you remember, when Jesus was tempted, what did he keep telling the devil? It is written. It is written. So you and I must know what is written and then must be able to say what is written. So you cannot, please, give to prayer what belongs to study of God's word. You cannot give to prayer what belongs to speaking of God's word. You cannot give to prayer what belongs to meditating. All right? On God's word or the renewal of mind. You cannot give it to prayer, but you must pray. But I'm glad I said earlier that the time you spend with the word is still prayer moments because you're fellowshipping with the word. All right. The word, the spirit, prayer, listen, ought to lead you more to the word because the place of prayer, scriptures will drop in your heart. You want to go and check it. Thoughts will come to you. You want to confirm them. Do you get that? When you're praying, scriptures will come to you. You will check. Thoughts will come. You want to confirm. Is it in line with God's word? When you are also a person of the word, when you stay with the word, it will lead you to prayer. You will have moments of, oh, wow, this is rich. Because you're reading the word. It will stir your spirit. So they are together. It's just that for most people, all right, the place of praying a lot in tongues is so exciting. Ah, so you can start and just go 40 minutes, go 45 minutes, go 80 minutes. I mean, go 2 hours and then just talk in tongues. And to just come again and pick the Bible and read, lose, let me just keep praying in tongues. Oh, Jerry, you know, hope you understand the old Jerry thing. You know, just oh, talabalege, and then you're firing. No, settle down. Please discipline yourself enough in this period. So what we're doing is firing up tongues. Great. So keep firing. Don't ask it, well, so pastor told me now, so I'm going to reduce my 30 minutes to 15 minutes. Hey, we are still on 30 minutes now, which is good. I was still hoping you go to 45, so don't come to 15. Please don't. Look for some other thing to knock off. And there are. Look for some other thing to knock off. There are things to knock off. Please, all right? Don't knock the prayer off. You're still doing 30. You have 24 hours in a day. Oh, but they are not enough. Look for something to knock off. You need moments to talk to him. Enoch walked with God. There have been people who walked with God. Daniel was into government work. And it's obvious he had serious, strict, according to Jewish custom, he adhered strictly to the prayer times. David had prayer times. We find even in the book of Acts. You know, then Peter might likely still have been influenced with prayer times because in Acts chapter 3, the Bible said they were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. Maybe just, still prayer time, so let's go. All right? Now, of course, we find Peter again praying in Acts 10. Just Peter prayed. He was a personal prayer. But since the hour of prayer, all right, sure enough. So I'm only saying, so they might have had a regimen, but then they might have had a flow. Flow, by that again, fellowship. I prayed in the morning, but I'm having a road trip. I just look forward to being with the Lord on this trip. Even if it's half of the journey, if it's a 1 hour drive, at least for 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, I just want to talk to him. I can't talk with human beings all through. They don't have all the wisdom. They don't have all the knowledge. They can't give you all the favor that you need. All right? They don't have all the wisdom. They don't have all the knowledge. They can't give you all the favor that you need. They can't give it to you. Please understand that. They can't give it to you. So you find out that you need favor from XYZ. It's the Holy Ghost that can touch them. They could make up your minds, I'm not giving her or him, you know, much more than X. And then the Holy Ghost says, do more. I'm sending more to you. Do more. That's God working on your behalf, making things happen, all right, on your behalf. Are you getting these things as we're building up? Because you need to surround your prayer time and your prayer life with this relevant information. You spend time with him. So let's go to John chapter 5. In John 5, Jesus, you know, said something so interesting, all right, that I'll now mention some of the things we had talked about on Sunday, I guess. Maybe Sunday, Wednesday, last week. All right. So John 5, the 19th verse of John chapter 5, John 5, 19. So Jesus is saying here that, now, I'm reading King James. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these things the Son will do likewise. You do get that? The Son can do nothing of himself but what it is he sees the Father do. Question, when did he see? He didn't say what he had seen the Father do. He says what he sees the Father do. On Sunday, we're going to talk a lot about the prayer life of Jesus and then the apostles. I just want to stir you up. These people prayed. I told you last Sunday we're going to get into that. So we will get into that this coming Sunday. Jesus had a prayer life. Jesus spent time with the Father. He would go up the mountain, just find a secluded place to pray. Jesus did that. So Bible is letting you and I know, all right, that one important thing is Jesus says the Father shows the Son things. So verse 20 says, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he does, and he will show him yet greater things than these so that you may marvel. That's John 5, 19, 20. So let's go to the 30th verse of John 5. Jesus is saying, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Did you get that? I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. All right? Because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So all I'm asking us to do is create time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What will prayer do? What will prayer do? Why pray? All right, we've mentioned some of this already, all right, last week, but why should I pray? We said prayer makes power available. You know that already. Prayer makes power available. All right, and that power affects changes in your life and the things surrounding you. So I believe with all these things we're talking about prayer on, or we're talking about prayer, or saying about prayer, we shouldn't have to beg you again to pray this period. We don't. But maybe you're trying and it's a bit difficult. Get someone to help out. Talk to someone. Don't stay in silence. All right? Don't stay in silence. So prayer makes power available. We said prayer stirs up wisdom. Prayer stirs up wisdom. We've also said that prayer brings God on the scene. All right? That heavens, oh, heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. So by prayer, God is brought on the scene. God is brought into action by prayer. By prayer, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So you say, oh, I need God here. Pray. Know that James 5 tells us in 13, is any afflicted? Let him pray. Let him pray. So by prayer, you bring God into that situation. You bring God on the scene. Prayer activates the help of God. And we read Jesus right in the Garden of Gethsemane. We read Paul and Silas in Acts. So we've seen these people pray. So it's important to pray. In Luke's account of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Bible says that an angel came from heaven to strengthen him. An angel came to strengthen him while he was praying. Help was stirred up. Help. Because the way his flesh weighed upon him, all right, it was like, wow, Father, let this thing pass from me, but not my will. Your will be done. He needed help, so an angel had to be sent to strengthen him. Let me see if I could find that. So we'll just, you know, read it out. Let's see if I find that. Just give me what now? Give me a few minutes. It's Luke. Yeah. So Luke's account of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yeah, Luke 22. All right. So let me even pick it. From 39, Luke 22 from 39, and he went, he came out and went, all right? And he, you know, they went to the Mount of Olives, and disciples also followed him there. And when, you know, he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. That means prayer has a way of providing strength, providing succor and deliverance against things that might confront us. Those things, we might not be able to hinder things from confronting us, but we're delivered, all right? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord delivers him out of them all. Affliction. If any is afflicted, let him pray. So the righteous ought to pray in that affliction. And he stirs up help. All right? Stirs up the power of God. Glory to God. So it says, pray that you enter into temptation. 41 says, and he was withdrawn from them, all right, about a stone throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. 43, Luke 22, 43 says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Strengthening him. All right. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground, and he rose from prayer and came to disciples and found them sleeping. So Bible says the Luke's account, before, you know, he got into that deeper level of prayer, that his sweat became like drops of blood, an angel came to strengthen. That means he needed like to be in a birthing process. He had to pray that thing through, if I could say that. So I need to yield to this will of the Father. So an angel comes to strengthen him. Now the truth is, you might have experienced this without seeing the angel. All right, you began tired, you began weary. Suddenly there was a burst of energy. And then it just went on. And all that. You were strengthened. Either by an angel or the Holy Ghost strengthening you with might by his spirit in your inner man. All right? All right. By himself anyway in your inner. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we pray. You and I, we get involved in prayer. You know, we just get more and more into the things of prayer. So important, guys. So important. Why do we pray? So this shows you. All right, that help comes when we pray. Help, all right? Romans 8 tells us in 26, the Spirit will help our infirmities. He helps us. We don't know what to pray for as well, but He helps. Just pray in tongues. Oh, Lord, I do not know what I should say. I don't know how to get out of this mess right now, but help. You're praying out God's help. So please do. But one important thing you and I need to understand is prayer is primarily fellowship. Prayer is fellowship. Because if all I have to pray is because I have needs, I need help and all of that, when all my needs are met, what happens to me? So question would be, what was Adam praying about in the Garden of Eden? He didn't have needs. All right. The back of his house, he had gold flowing. All right. One of the garden. All right. Well, one of the streams flowing forth from the garden. There was gold there in Avila. So what were his needs? Nothing. And then God would come to talk to him. So it wasn't, oh God, my days are so bad. God, do something now. That wasn't what he was talking about. Enoch walked with God 300 years. What were they talking about? What were the needs that Enoch must have had? What were they? I mean, when Abraham finally met God again in Genesis 18, besides the fact that God now said, okay, Isaac is coming next year, Abraham was okay, apart from the fact that he wanted a son. Not like a list. So when all the list of things are cleared up, what do you talk about? It's just fellowship. You just spend time with that loved one. And while doing that, you rub minds. You rub minds together. And that's what God did, and which is what 1 Corinthians, and then we'll start rounding up on that. You know, 1 Corinthians in chapter 2 tells us, all right, that verse 9, as it is written, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. Bible now tells us that God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Are you getting that? Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God, all right, has revealed to them that love him. So there's a plan of God, okay? A mighty plan of God, all right, that he's made available for you. And that plan, listen, is beyond needs. Is God could even need you somewhere. You. Yes, you. Why you like I have? God could say, I need you here. I need you here. I need you there. I need you there. I need you everywhere for me. All right. I have needs. So God is saying there are things to be done. All right. Things, you know, you need to do for me. So he's now saying, but there's someone who will reveal this plan, and he's the Holy Ghost. So look at 11 and 12 as we close. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man that is in him? Even so, the things of God knows nobody but the Spirit of God. So Bible says, are you ready now? Now, you and I have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit that is of God, that we may know the things freely given to us of God. Prayer is fellowship. Why am I reading this then? Because he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So when you talk in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:14, when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. Amplified says, my spirit by the Holy Ghost within me prays. So when you and I pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit is helping us. The Holy Spirit is helping us. And then he and I, you and him, you're fellowshipping together. He'll start dropping, don't forget, he's the one that knows the thoughts of God. He'll start dropping those thoughts into your own thoughts. Drop those thoughts into your thoughts. You were not thinking about going somewhere before he drops it. Go there, visit that person. He starts dropping visions into you. Drops, tell this person this. Tell him, don't worry, it will be accurate. And then you see word of knowledge. See, and then you start rolling and relating. Rolling and relating with the Holy Ghost. Rolling and relating with the Holy Ghost. So prayer a lot is fellowship. And that's what Jesus enjoyed. That's why when people came to make him king, he ran away. He knew the will of God. He didn't say, well, the voice of the people is the voice of God. So you can't spend more time with the people than you do with God. Because it's in relating with him, his thoughts, they rub off all over you. You start switching more and more, swinging more and more to what he's saying, how he's saying it, the way he says it to you. All right? So you and I have got to get this. You and I have got to get this. So create a regimen now, and then throughout the day, talk to him. You're in the kitchen, please say something. You're going to buy something in the market, say something. You're in the mall shopping. Oh, karabatere kedu. You can't talk in tongues. Paul says, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than ye all. He must have talked in tongues an awful lot. So pray in tongues. This season, you and I, SOLCC, we pray in tongues a lot. Amen. All right. Praise God. All right. I believe you have been blessed. So great, great, great time. Play the message again. Go through the archives. Play them again. Stir yourself up a whole lot. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. I really, 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 really do. Did I forget to talk about giving? No, I didn't. You've heard it like 3 Sundays now. And I believe you know he that sows sparingly, reaps sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully, reaps bountifully. And I believe you know what to do. I'll still talk about it a little more on Sunday, but not today. I've dropped the hint you need, so let's act on it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the flow of your Spirit. Thank you for the mighty power of your Spirit. Thank you for the grace, all right, at work, the Spirit of grace and supplication flowing through us. Thank God we make mighty power available this season through prayer. Through prayer. Thank you also because we're open to your word. Our minds are renewed. We fellowship with you and we're transformed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. See you on Sunday. Bye.
Go ahead and lift your hands. Lift your hands. Shade it an ocean. I lift my hands. I lift my hands with all my heart. Hey. With all my heart. Shade it an ocean. Call it an ocean. Amen.